Think we have everyone, Todd?
Like it.
I'm here. So there's still nobody to introduce from the public here on the site. Of course, you're right out in the parking lot, too.
Right.
But let's go ahead and proceed.
Okay. Of the service district, Thursday, we're starting here at 5:30. As we talked about, there's no one to introduce there or online that I can see, so we can.
You're breaking up to me. Is he to everyone else, or is it to me?
No, he's breaking up.
Yeah, sorry about that. I asked if we could have a motion to approve the meeting agenda.
I'll motion. We approve the meeting agenda as stated.
No. So I'll second it. Let's see.
All in favor, say.
Aye.
Aye. So we only have one item here today, which is to review and approve the funding request for February number 26. If we could have
Do we have, let's see, who do we have
Yeah,
on? Let's see.
can you hear me?
Okay, that's Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. For the funding request, we have SSR at 15,000. That's just our monthly fee that's standard. The High Road building of 19,881.87. They've been working on utilities and
Okay.
some backfill. Then we had Landmark testing that had just their testing of concrete and compaction, that kind of
Yeah.
items on site. And they were 740. Overland Partners of 10,325. That's the architect, kind of CA. Construction administration side from them and working through some design of different areas in RFIs, submittals, questions like that. And then Zion Mountain Builders of 334,109.22. The two big items from them were the framing from, and the CLT panels being put together. And then the last part of that is the roofing on the visitor center.
So I'll comment to the board that Tom, Mark, and his group did quite a bit of work preparing for the CIB, and one of those items we needed to do was to have a very detailed assessment of the cost to finish, and so they did a lot of work there and determined, and they worked with Gordon Walker quite a bit in that preparation. So I think that we have, well, Tom, you go ahead and speak, a pretty clear vision of finishing the project, bringing it to completion. And you can see with Overland's, CA fees are probably one third of what we were with Place Collaborative. So we've made some good adjustments and decisions that'll help us save money and maybe even come in well within budget, if not, save a respectable amount below the budget. And so they're commissioned from us at the board, me in particular, as we went through this, was that we need them to really be frugal on these expenses, because we're not going to go back for any more, cannot go back for any more funding, and this is it. And we got to make sure we save every little $5,000 here or there we can save through the rest of this building process. Tom,
Yeah.
if you want to comment there or not.
No, that's exactly correct. Like, going through everything with Gordon, and we feel very comfortable that we have enough to get through the building and getting the Discovery Center done and that is our goal, is to help drive it where we have some, not to have some come back, basically. That's the goal.
The biggest part of this also is just to make sure that we continue to really, really watch what the market's doing to make sure that materials are ordered as quickly as possible so we can avoid any of the tariff increases, any of that. So that's one thing we're ultra mindful of right now and just watching like a hawk to make sure that we can still get things bought and completed in a timely fashion so it does not increase any of the costs on the project.
Are you guys able to, I don't, you haven't circulated that cost to complete analysis, have you, to the board? I know you used it for your meetings, but I'd like to look at that if that's
We
possible.
would love to sit down and go through that with you.
Yeah, I can maybe just send it over to me if I have any
Yeah.
questions. If you have it in a spreadsheet or I don't know what your format is, but I'll just try and look at it.
Yeah, no, we've got that all put together. Tom can get that over to you here shortly and come through it. And then if you've got any questions, feel free to give us a buzz.
Yeah, I'd love to take a look at it if I could. Appreciate that. Appreciate all your work on it. And I guess the other th thought is just maybe give an update on how the building's going to date. Last time I was there, it's been a few months actually. I think the CLT walls were up and part of the roof was up, but how's the progress nowadays?
Yet I can share my screen, or do you guys want to approve this and then I can share it after that?
Yeah, let's do it in order. That's fine. That'd be great. Thank you.
Well, I'll motion we approve the funding request. I think number 26 for March 2025, and the total aggregate amount of $380,056.09, as stated here on the payment request from assessor.
Steve, I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Kevin, aye.
Steve, aye.
Todd, aye. Do we have anything else to go over, or can we have a motion to adjourn?
He was going to review some pictures and stuff real quick, Todd.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Me.
I guess if Steve wanted to or had time to right now or whatever.
You see that? Or let's see. Is that?
Yeah, we see it.
Picture there. Okay. So this kind of shows you this was last week or the first. And you can see the visitor center here, and right behind it is the office building.
Any pictures of the stonework from around the back?
We do have some pictures. So this is inside the visitor center. And then this next one here is some stonework. And then the inside of the office building, you can see that they've been kind of staining, trying to come up with, and I guess bring out the color in the trusses there. And then the stones being installed with the insulation above. And then over at the restroom, we're waiting for the ground to dry out a little bit better to get compaction so that we can use the material on site. So that kind of shows you some updates of what's going on out there.
Oh, do you have a, looks good. Do you have like a new updated target completion date? I'm thinking, Kevin and Todd, about, you know, that sewer facility and wastewater facility, things like that, relative to this.
Yeah, we're shooting, I'd say January of next year. So December, January, right in there is about what it looks like right now.
Uh-huh.
Barring the water reclamation, right? That we'll see once we're hoping to get some plans on that so that we can kind of start putting a schedule together on that one as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so Steve, you're keying into something that we're painfully aware of, is if we can get the state through with their process, this never ending one more piece of paper thing, then it's got to be really elbows and bungholes getting that sewer built, because that is what is going to be the critical pathway. And so Assessor is kind of, we selected them for the project management there, and they're going to start socializing, and because we're not allowed to put it out to bid until we get the construction permit from the state. And so we want them as hurry up on the front end with anything they can right now, so that when that does happen, we can compress schedules as much as possible and expedite the water reclamation, at least phase one install, and so we can open with the visitor center. But it's gonna be a crunch.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And there's not a the wastewater. There's not really in the current plan of like a phased approach where you don't need to do the whole thing, or is there a little bit of a phased approach?
Well, there's always been a phased approach. The first phase is 98,000 gallons per day. There's not a phase contemplated below that.
I was just thinking of construction. So can you build the first phase? It's a lot faster than having to build the whole thing, right?
Yeah, then phase two would take us up, you know, to double that. But
it's phased, but it's phased for a lot, right? Like it basically, the visitor center doesn't even cover all of the first phase. Like if the visitor center's there, it
could be the visitor center plus
Ponderosa. That's all in the first phase, correct?
Yeah, it's like the visitor center is about a third of the flows of phase one. It's about 30,000 gallons a day. The other thing, you know, we'll anticipate seeing, like you always do, is that the state required flows and engineering. Once you're operating, your metered rate is a lot less than the tables, and so we'll actually have kind of some capacity open up in the area for the community growth. Because the state tables are, you know, conservative on the side of more rather than less capacity from what is actual normally.
Yes. Alrighty. Well, let's get done. Appreciate everyone jumping on it.
Oh, shoot. Is that it for the agenda then, Todd? Sorry, I was on mute.
Yeah, unless anybody has anything.
I'll motion we adjourn.
I'll say it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.